This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Good morning, class.
Much more intimate little group than the last.
Good, yeah.
This is in Comic-Con.
This is what?
This is in Comic-Con.
Oh, that was great, man. Are you kidding me? That was my closest I'll be to being a rock star. Yeah, you never get that kind of tactile, like, involvement with film fans. You know, they used to have it on the 70s show, you know, there was a live audience. But that's a great t-shirt, by the way.
Now, wow. Did any of you do, I guess it was easy to jump into this without seeing a script based on purely the fact.
Oh, no, I read, three-fourths of the script.
Oh, because
most of it.
I guess Thomas, had not seen.
Oh, yeah, Thomas was cast earlier than me, and I remember feeling jealous when he was cast. I didn't know there was more than one bad guy. Oh, man, I'd love to do that.
Was this a character that was just irresistible for you to play on so many levels?
Yeah, on so many levels. One, I'm a huge fan of the first two films. I thought the second one was better than the first, which is so rare. And it's clear that they got this well-oiled machine and they know exactly what they're doing. And that, you know, the actors and Sam. And then on another level, I was a really big fan when I was a kid of the comic book. Literally when the character Venom was being born, I was getting really into comic books, reading Todd McFarlane, who was this kind of new illustrator and was kind of blowing my mind. And he was doing Amazing Spider-Man, and then he did like his own Spider-Man comic book. And so I felt like I had the inside track and that no one else should play it. In fact, when Sam told me, he said, I want you to play Venom, I kind of had to bite my tongue and say, like, well, tell me about the character, you know, because I hadn't like negotiated for money yet, so... Right. I'm a bad actor to answer this question because I know for my career I should be like, yes, I had to go to such a dark place and really get into that. But, you know, it's all like, I think it's all on the same plane, all that stuff, happiness, sadness, and, you know, being mean and being nice. They're like all very close to each other. But I'll tell you, my goal in my career is to kind of do movies that are both. You know, I hate when someone says, is it a comedy or a drama? It's like, my favorite movies are kind of both. Just like life is never, you know, like one day you're not crying all day and the next day laughing all day. And I like to find characters that have that kind of balance too.
So you're the first person we've talked to that really has a comic book background.
Am I though? My favorite thing is when someone like gets a role in Star Wars or something and is like, I'd never seen the films before, but I rented them once I got the role, and, you know, I don't know, whatever. Maybe. Maybe I'm the first.
Well, no, everybody else just said, oh, I didn't read the comic, I read it after the fact.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But I'm the geekiest guy to ever be in a film like this, that's for sure. In terms of, you know, when we were at Comic-Con, I don't know who's saying that, like, they showed that preview where I turn into Venom at the end, and I was like, and I was jumping around backstage. Someone actually came up to me and was like, hey, man, you got to cool it. If you're starring in these films, you shouldn't be this like crazy excited. But I figured, screw it. It's been a, you know, this is why you buy the bus ticket to Hollywood, right? You know, like.
Taking these souvenirs from the set, being who you are.
You know, man, I forgot to. It was like a year-long process making the film, so you don't ever know when it's like ending exactly. I think I'm going to try to get the newspaper, you know, of me getting, you know, whatever, fired, where they print the retraction on it. And I might try to get a bust of Venom.
You know. What facet of this character could you identify with, if anything at all? And as a comic book geek and devotee of Spider-Man comic books, were you able to bring any of that knowledge into this process?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are two kind of origins of Eddie Brock. There's one where he's more Peter's peer, which is an Ultimate Spider-Man, and there's one that's a little muddled, that's kind of told in a flashback, which is kind of the original origin. So I guess what I really brought to it was kind of a fear at the beginning that I shared with Sam, which is I don't think I'm the right guy to really play this role. In the original comic book, he's like 40 and really muscle-bound, and even though I had to work out for 6 months, I could never get to where he was in the comic book. But then what Sam described to me is he wanted to kind of take a best of both worlds approach and kind of make him this evil twin brother of Peter Parker, who's basically a case study. And if someone's similar, you know, they have the same job and they have the same, they're after the same girl. And even Eddie kind of has the edge, even though they're similar. You know, he's a better dresser and clearly has more money and kind of a better flirt. But if they both receive the same power and one of those two people didn't have someone like Uncle Ben, like a mentor to say, you have to take responsibility for this power, how would that turn out? And it's probably, you know, even Peter used it for personal gain originally. And what's great about Eddie is even though he's really slick, it kind of hides a very hollow interior. Like, he's got a really great exterior. He's got a nothing inside. Whereas Peter's just the opposite. You know, he might be, you know, not have his whole act together, but, you know, his core is very strong, and that's why he's able to kind of shed this power. But Eddie just totally embraces it.
What was the filming process for you? Did you have to film for a few weeks, and then you were gone for a month or two, or were you...
Yeah, I was off and on. I mean, I'm, you know, Sam in like one-fourth of the film, so I kind of was able to get breaks. But I had to keep working out through the film, and which is probably not a surprise to anyone. It was a first for me. And, you know, you have to eat right, too, which is really the bummer of working out. It's not, the working out isn't nearly as hard as eating. And I'd eat aggressively because I lose weight very easily. And so it was always kind of a constant. You know, I had to stay blonde for a year, which is like, not my cup of tea. Yeah. And then, so it was kind of a year-long constant thing. The best was when we went to New York, because I have an apartment in New York, and I've been missing living there. And to be able to kind of roll out of bed, and get a cup of coffee and a newspaper, and then walk over to this blockbuster film set, and then when I'm finished, go out to dinner somewhere. I mean, it's great.
What was it like filming on the street with, like, the people knowing that you guys are filming Spidey 3?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the people, the extras on the set are chanting, like, Spider-Man. And then, like, all the people watching start chanting Spider-Man, and then Spider-Man zips in. I mean, like, I'm like, where am I? Like, and I'm taking pictures and running up to him and interacting with him. And I had one of the great New York scenes with him where all that stuff's falling off that building, and I get to run up to him and kind of make fun of him. It was, like, it was really... And, you know, Toby playing that character, you know, I'm used to that now. I was a fan of the first two films, so... Like, the first day for me was in L.A. We were in the Bugle, and Toby's there, and J.K. is like, you know, Brock, get in here, you know, and I'm in the Bugle, which I've seen this set in the first two films, and I've been saying it's like, you know, when Universal Studios says, like, come be in the movies, like, I'm in it, like, it was great, and I'm just a big fan of it, so it was funny. I was supposed to be mad, but I was smiling, like, ear to ear. They had to stop.
Can you talk about some of the more grueling physical aspects of shooting?
Oh, yeah. Well, clearly I didn't really love the working out. And then it was really strenuous. And then there was 1 hour to get on the suit, which is a Spider-Man suit up till about here. And then 4 hours to attach the prosthetic makeup. It was just a lot of patience. And I couldn't even read a newspaper. I'd just stare straight ahead because they were all connected to my neck. And then, you know, they'd put in the fangs. And then they'd lift me up in wires. I'm a couple stories up. And... I mean, it's a process, and by the way, at that point, I'm ready to go home, and I haven't even started acting yet, and that's why Sam's the greatest director alive. I mean, that guy would come up to me at just the right time, and say, hey, buddy, let me show you something, and he'd bring up the portable monitor and show me the shot. I'd go, that's the coolest shot. Like, if I weren't in this, that would be the coolest shot I'd ever seen in my life, and I'm the dude in it, so he was a good motivator.
Have you signed on for anything else now since...
Yeah, I did a movie that I just finished called Kids in America, which will be coming out next year. It's like a... You guys know American Graffiti?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like an American Graffiti, but it takes place in the 80s. So it's in 88. So it's... And Ron Howard produced it, so it's very similar to... Yeah. And he was great. And it's just a... It's the opposite of this movie. It's a... You know, ensemble film, a lot of kids my age that I dig. Anna Faris is in it, who's brilliant. Yeah, Dan Fogler.
Tom is characterized.
You know that guy?
Have you, as kind of a tragic figure, because all the villains are tragic. But I was curious to see what you thought about that, if you think Eddie's tragic or just an asshole.
Well, my personal, yeah, I think there's something great is that Sam likes to find the humanity in everyone, no matter how dark the story is. And clearly, Eddie's is the darkest, I think, of anyone who's been in a Spider-Man movie. You know, he's, like, in a really bad way. You know, he's got revenge and jealousy. I mean, it just consumes him. But I really admire Sam. I mean, I think this is better than what happened in the comic book. Because once he's Venom, it's a lot of fun. But beforehand, like, Sam really wanted to find the humanity in the character. And that was a hard thing to do. You know, watching the film and seeing people's reactions, there's a moment where you really kind of, even if you don't agree with what Eddie's doing, you understand why he's doing it, which is more than I can say for most bad guys. And I actually think that makes for scarier bad guys, because it connects them to you. If you kind of, it's not like they fell into a vat of acid and they want to take over the world or something. They're like, you kind of understand their motivations and wonder if you would have the same restraint that Peter has. Yeah. Yeah.
And if we're doing the ultimate, then it just plotted Eddie on a molecular level and whisked him away.
I think, I mean, I'd love that. You know, I mean, I get that. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Someone was telling me about saying people who died in this franchise, and like both of them that died in the first one have been in the next two, like both of them. But in terms of playing Venom again, I, you know, whatever. Can you guys recite what every single actor says when you ask them that question? It's not like, what do I say?
Did you say if it's a good script?
Yeah.
Oh my
God, you got it.
And COVID's involved.
And you consider it.
But if you did a
I'd hardcore do it at that point, but yeah.
But if you did a spin-off, just a Venom movie all by itself.
Those haven't worked really very well, have they?
No.
Yeah. Probably not.
In a
can you talk about
I'm looking for my Elektra, you know what I mean?
you went to Tokyo with everyone?
Yeah. It's the first time I saw it.
And how was the experience of going to Japan?
I mean, I'd never been to Asia, so to be in Tokyo for the first time and then to be like the fan reaction was intense. Walking down the red carpet, just crazy. And then I mean, people are going nuts. It's like the closest I'll be to being in like NSYNC or like one of those. Like, and then like, which is probably okay. And then to watch the film for the first time, it was just a lot of input. But the best was, you know, Toby hadn't seen it either, and you know, to sit next to Tobey Maguire and watch Spider-Man, and you know, we're dueling on screen, and he and I are high-fiving. I'm going, like, what kind of amazing experience is this? Like, it was just great.
It was surreal, it must have been.
Yeah.
And Japanese press, apparently, the press conference that you guys did with all these hundreds of Japanese journalists, must have been quite a unique experience for you as well.
It was, it was, their reaction is, they're huge Spider-Man fans, and I also think Sam is a huge fan of what they've done with anime, and so he was talking about how he's pulled on a lot of that for what he's done. It's a symbiotic relationship. Can I give you a couple, because like it's going to seem self-centered, but that scene where I turned into Venom kind of blew my mind. You know, when you're doing it, it's like Sam with a bullhorn saying, like, now it's on your left shoulder. And, oh, my God. Oh, you know, it's, I mean, you really feel stupid. I mean, I think even some of the crew was, like, laughing. But you wind up, it's weird. It's not even like acting. It's like you're 5 years old. It's literally like pretend. Like, you have to go to a place of such deep just imagining everything, you know, in front of a green screen. So seeing that done was, like, incredible with the score and the camera angles and it's pretty incredible. I also think it's a cool scene. I like that Sandman thing where you think it's boulders, and that shot goes all the way around, and he's trying to get up, and he falls through himself, kind of. And it also, when he sees the locket, I don't know. I love what Sam does visually, where you're feeling. And also, I think my favorite part of the film was when you realize Toby's going to put the suit on again, and he knows he shouldn't, and all this stuff's going wrong in his life, and you can feel his need to put that suit on without any words. And that, I thought, was like, I don't know if it's Alvin Sargent or if it's Sam Raimi. I think it's both. But just the they got you to an emotional place where you understand his need to put on the suit. Because that's what it's really about, substance abuse, this movie. It's about, I mean, or at least that's what the suit is about. I mean, the movie's really about forgiveness, but the suit is about, it's kind of like alcohol or cocaine, you know, it's like something that will numb your demons and make you feel stronger, but then, you know, once you take it off, you're like, what have I just done? What did I do last night? Yeah.
What did you think of Eddie basically sacrificing himself at the end?
Well, are we all going to write about that? Or,
Right,
right, okay. I think I felt pretty strongly that it should be that way. And we had a lot of conversations about that. But I think all the Spider-Man villains, of all the Spider-Man villains, he needs to be punished. The movie's about choices, and he made bad choices. And so I think it was very important to the film, especially because Sandman's on a very different journey. It highlights how different those two journeys are.
Can you talk about what script you might be reading now or things you might be doing in the future?
Yeah, I'm going to work with Paul Weitz, who directed In Good Company. Yeah, we're going to do another film together, which he's like the greatest director, and he writes and directs, so it's like, so easy working with him because it's like all it comes in just one great package, and he's a great guy. We get along really well.
What
so.
Kind of film is that?
That I'm not entirely. I don't know how to classify it. I mean, it's kind of like In Good Company in the sense that it's a not really a drama or a comedy.
Comedy.
I think it's more of a comedy.
Is that the next thing that you're going to be filming?
I don't know what the next thing I'm going to do is. I hope it's that. I'm pretty lazy.